Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Thursday morning. And that's right, Rhea, it is Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day today. John Johnson's in here.
Morning,
Johnson.
Good morning.
Great to see you here today. Al Morgan is here, of course, and It is Groundhog Day. And we are estimating here that we have, on the days that Groundhog Day fell on a weekday, we have opened with that a minimum of 25 times since the movie Groundhog Day came out 30 years ago.
Wow.
30 years ago that movie came out. And the only question I have, Al, is it going to be 6 more weeks of winter when we have not yet had winter?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
One day, maybe.
We're supposed to have winter tomorrow and Saturday.
And then it'll go away Monday.
And then it'll go right away again. Boom! All right, we got a phenomenal radio program for you today. I don't know what you're planning to do. I would call out sick like Ava did, because there's a lot going on here, and you don't want to miss any of it, all right? Because we got our friend G. Cobb up at 7, 8 o'clock. Oh, my God. Jason Kelce, the talk of America, will be on our show. Al, do you know he's bringing an obstetrician with him to Arizona because his wife is 38 weeks pregnant?
That's pretty deep.
9 months, yeah.
Well, 38. And
well,
then
that's a lot of math, so, man.
I didn't do the math either. I think she's maybe a week or two away.
Okay, yeah.
But they're bringing the doctor there.
Yeah,
right?
Cool.
So I got to assume, Al, for that doctor, he's getting a $5,000 seat to the Super Bowl and a lot of other amenities.
Yeah.
It should be a fun week
maybe
for the
deliver
doctor.
The baby at halftime.
If he's got other...
Right on TV.
If he's got other pregnant women, good luck, because I think he's going to Super Bowl. Yeah. So he'll be out at 8 to talk about all that. And at 9 o'clock, by his own request, Al, one of my favorite people giving the national perspective on this Super Bowl is Mr. Chad Dukes
Carl
in Atlanta.
Dukes.
And here's Carl Dukes.
Chad
I'm sorry.
Was in D.C.
That's right. I get my Dukes messed up. But anyway, Carl will be on, Al. And Carl will tell us what it was like when he... When Atlanta hosted the Super Bowl 4 years ago.
All right.
2019.
Right.
Because one thing I have learned now, it took a long time, but now I got it. When you are in the Super Bowl, when you are involved in the Super Bowl, every single part of your life is amplified. It's way bigger. And I realized that out. Well, I wasn't here yesterday. Mm-hmm. I did not know about this because I got to be honest, I watch a lot of TV.
Right.
I do not watch Rachel Ray.
Okay.
Right. Joe Wechter apparently does.
Right.
What? And in the Al, from what I understand, now I don't watch it, so I get this secondhand. Mm-hmm. She was about to sample the sauteed duck just cooked.
Yeah.
And Rachel, by the looks of things, Al, eats the whole dish.
My God.
No, but anyway, so.
You're brutal.
Is that inaccurate? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter because just now she's got it on her fork and it's dripping all that marinated juice,
fat.
That duck fat. And then, well, Channel 6 stopped her.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah Bloomquist. We're breaking into regular programming to bring you breaking news. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is addressing the media as the Birds prepare for Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. This is the first time we've heard from the coach since he found out that the Eagles will be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Sirianni's just getting started. Let's listen in.
We obviously stayed at the stadium for a little bit.
Wow.
Took pictures with the family and things like that.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Break into programming for that.
It's a big deal.
It was the first time since we found out they've been playing again. But Al, and I'm glad you guys did some of that yesterday, because it was the beginning of the next week and a half of pure insanity.
Yeah.
Al, people who are nobody are suddenly famous. And I saw this yesterday that is hilarious. So there's a woman named, does anyone know somebody named Ashley Martial?
No.
Ashley Martial is famous, Al, because after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, she went out partying in Center City, and they got on top of a bus stop roof.
I saw. That was bad.
And there were 20, 25 people there, and Ashley was right in the middle. Oh, before I play this for you, you got to understand one thing. When they were interviewing her on Channel 6 on WPVI, at one point, the interview was interrupted when somebody driving by recognized this 15 minutes of fame, Ashley, and started yelling out, "Ashley, stay off the roof! Stay off the roof!" This is how... But listen, Al, she is now being interviewed for doing nothing but falling through a roof. Listen to this.
I could see all the way down there, all down there, people on poles. They said it was a pile of bodies, and they just drugged me out. The two guys that I'm holding on to, they're like, "Yeah, I feel it sinking in. It's about to pop. I can't walk straight. My head is spinning. My eyes roll back." That's Philly spirit. Because, of course, we go hard for our teams.
And let me just say, this was having the time of her life. Al, she is famous for falling through a roof and not being injured.
Yep.
Now, I'm assuming the people she landed on did not come out unscathed.
She should date the guy that ran into the pole.
Jigger
yes, she should. The guy, that was right, Al, 5 years ago, the guy that ran into the pole
He still
was
does
famous.
It now. Jigger it's for good luck.
Yes. Now he does it for good luck.
Oh, yeah.
I got to assume at some point now he's going to get concussed. In fact, that's probably why he's doing it. He has been concussed. So there's another example. And at the epicenter of this inflation of everything in life, is the Kelce family. And Al, yesterday, I actually saw this yesterday. Yesterday, in a live feed, Donna Kelce,
I love her.
The mom of the Kelces, went public.
Yeah. Okay.
And that, you gotta understand, they promoted this for a day. Exclusive on the Today Show, the Kelce mom, who will she root for? I mean, this stuff is insane.
Every day.
So here's a little of Donna Kelce on the Today Show.
Are you rooting for any particular team in the Super Bowl?
Absolutely, the offense. time somebody has the ball.
All right, so, but Al, they're good. I guess that's Savannah Guthrie. She's very good, Al, because she would not let Donna off easy. And then we here in Philadelphia got some good news about the rooting interests of the Kelce family.
I think that Jason would say that I am going to root for the baby of the family, which is Travis. And I keep trying to tell him, no, you've given me grandchildren. So we'll leave it at that. It's always about the grands.
All right, and you know what? That's cool. And I will be playing that. I'm sure Jason's heard it, but I will play it for him so he knows that mom's on his side because he has produced offspring. In fact, I believe, Rhea, correct me if I'm wrong, the third one is imminent.
And by the way, just a little nugget on Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
Eagles fan.
Her husband's
from Philadelphia, and they were actually at the 49ers game. Yep.
We'll take all the support we can get. But there's more than this. Right, let me just give you one more, Travis Kelce. Because Travis, obviously the Kelce boys, they don't face each other on the field. They're both on offense.
Right.
They've been dreaming about this. And Travis said they were from when they were little kids. Except now he's not so sure. Here's Travis.
That's been the goal, is to play my brother in the Super Bowl. Now that it's actually happening, it's like, man, this is kind of sick.
Why is the goal to play me in the Super Bowl? My goal is just to play the Super Bowl. Why do you want to play me in the Super Bowl?
Because, man, I don't know. It just sounded cool and feel like that's what I wanted. But now it's like, I don't know, man. Somebody's got to send their brother home, man.
It is such a cool story. The whole thing is just amazing, but it's massive. You understand, this is not Philadelphia sports now. This is international news. These guys, Al, are not famous in Philly or in KC. They're famous in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They're famous in China. They're famous everywhere. It's mind-boggling. And here's Johnson, listen to this next one. This is great. New York Post got an exclusive. You ready for this one?
Okay.
This was Tuesday. Jalen Hurts' secret girlfriend revealed.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Oh, my God.
And they had a picture. I guess her girlfriend went to the game here last Sunday and somebody got a photograph.
Yeah,
right?
They were walking off the field together.
All right, Rhea, was anyone asking who Jalen Hurts' girlfriend was?
Every aspect of every person's life on this team will be dissected over the next 10 days.
It's a huge scoop.
All right, one more. Just so you understand that this is a time of extreme silliness. The NBC Sports Philadelphia website. Al, you want to hear the I'm going to read for you the headline. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't read the story. All right, here's the headline. We finally know which uniforms the Eagles will use in the Super Bowl.
Well, we know half of them.
No, we know them.
Oh, I thought yesterday we said.
Yesterday we didn't know what the
apparently
pants were.
This is something you were concerned about.
Oh, yesterday, yeah, we were trying to see which. We figured out which. They put the jersey, but they didn't put the pants.
Here's the deal.
Oh.
All right. It's the same jersey. It's a patch. It's a green jersey.
Yeah.
A green jersey.
Yeah, but they have different color combinations.
They have different colors. We wanted to know the colors.
It's green.
And white pants, right?
And the patch has got a lot of colors.
Yeah.
I wasn't waiting to find that out.
Oh, people were.
People want to buy,
Somebody going, you know what, I was going to watch the Super Bowl, but they're not wearing the green
you
shirt.
Have to
I'm
understand.
Not wearing the Super Bowl.
Let me explain to you how people.
I don't like the patch. I'm not watching.
How people will approach Super Day. They need to know because if they have that color jersey, they'll wear that as opposed to the white.
And we are currently residing in the land of the stupid.
Okay.
And do you know
how
many
we survived?
Jersey sales took place after they showcased that jersey?
I don't know, and I don't care. Whoa. You understand?
Yeah, you're the one.
I'm hardcore. I'm a hardcore sports enthusiast.
Tell me you didn't look for Jalen Hurts' girlfriend.
Oh, no, I didn't. That was different. And let me just say, Jalen, good job. Nice work. All right, finally, here's what we're going to do today, because we got a Jason Kelce jersey. Other great prizes to give away today.
Yo.
Here's how you win today. I always do this on the Thursday. Well, I always do it. This is our third Super Bowl. Now, so I've only done it three times.
Okay.
It's sacrifice day. All right? What would you be willing to sacrifice for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? Rhea, you got something?
You.
Well.
Wow. There we go. That's a great start.
This is how please you. We'll see how much you're laughing when I'm gone. Al, and here's what I'm doing. I'm not kidding. You know how much this means to me, beating Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. I'm not lying, Al. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I will give up for this victory in the Super Bowl for one entire year.
Right.
Red meat.
Why?
Nothing. What? No reaction.
Why?
Red meat. No burgers.
Are you a...
It's like Lent, Al,
no,
but
no,
it's
you
for a whole year.
Ends. Do you want to make this count?
Red meat.
Give up retirement.
No, no way. Don't do that to me, Johnson.
How about red sauce?
Ooh, that's good.
See, there we go.
I'm going deeper is red meat. What will you give up for the Eagles to win?
But once it's cooked, it's not red anymore.
I knew it.
Rhea, stop trying to find loopholes. I tell you, Al, red meat. And I, you know, I'm not going to be on the air, so you won't know.
Yeah, really. But, like, this would be like, God, I'll do this if you just get me through this.
But understand this.
Right.
If the Eagles win, you will
sorry about
not...
that, God. Yeah, just fooling.
Oh, and I'll also give up all dairy products.
Oh, you're lactose immobile.
That's insincere.
Lactose immobile.
I will.
Very shallow
lactose
start.
Lactose intolerant. I'm not lactose immobile.
Wait, move like
you
a cow.
Will be once you drink it.
Walter from Brookhaven will kick us off today. Hi, Walt.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, it's exciting. We're 10 days away. What are you feeling?
Oh, man, I am so through the roof about this. This is unbelievable.
What do you like most, Walt? What makes you most excited about being in the big game?
I am super excited to see our offense kick some butt on Andy Reid. He's not going to know what hit him, and I really feel bad for Andy Reid as much as you do.
No, well, I got to tell you, I love that matchup. I don't think their defense is any better than middle of the road. And your middle-of-the-road defense is Super Bowl, highly exploitable. This is where you need your offensive-minded coaches to come up with some good stuff.
Yeah, I think they will. And I don't think it's going to be that much of a matchup. I picked the Eagles to beat the 49ers by a large margin, double digits, and it happened. And I think it's going to be another 10-point victory over Kansas City.
All right, well, let's just say it is. Do you realize how wonderful this season would be if you not only had the best record of the NFL, but then had three easy victories in the playoffs? How great! What? Who would have ever seen that? And yet you just need one more nice, easy win, and you had a cakewalk to the parade.
Yeah, and then what's everybody going to say then? Like, oh, we didn't play anybody.
Yep.
You know, we didn't play any quarterbacks. You know, it was so easy for us. You know,
well, we'll see. Well, that something tells me we're going to see a game along the lines of 5 years ago. A lot of points, a lot of yards, a lot of stuff. That's what I'm seeing from 10 days away. What?
Yeah.
What would you sacrifice for that victory?
I got a question for you. Why would John Lynch show his team a video from 20 years ago about an interception on the Eagles?
Maybe because he's stupid.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Walter,
easy enough.
What are you willing to give up? You're going to have a parade. You're going to be thrilled for months. What are you willing to give up for that?
I'll give up sex.
Sex? Ooh. For how long, Walt?
For a year.
1 year. Are you married?
No.
All right, Walt, yes, we'll take it. Walt Al is giving up sex for a year.
Your thoughts, Al.
Right.
But what will his hand do?
Joe Wechter's trying to get that line in, and I won't go there. He wanted me to say it. What is he going to do? Cut his hand off? Won't do it. Too classy. 215. Would not go there. Would not even bring it up on here. 215-592-9494. What are you willing to sacrifice? When we come back, oh, my God, major announcements about Keith Jones. About Borgata, and advice from a San Francisco fan on how you should act when you're facing the Eagle fans. All great stuff when we return. WIP Sports Time, 668.
Brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Eagles nor the Chiefs practice Wednesday. They did issue estimated injury reports. Lane Johnson, Avante Maddox, and Lane Dickerson on it, but expected to play. For the Chiefs, all three of their wide receivers are banged up. Juju Smith-Schuster, knee. Mecole Hardman, pelvis. Kadarius Toney, ankle slash hammy. Their starting cornerback, Legarius Sneed, dealing with a concussion. Sixers, 105-94 of the Magic. 28 points from Joel Embiid, 26 from James Harden. NovaCare is your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, mix of clouds and sun, a high of 42, it is currently 29. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, it's 6:23. Ava's out sick today. Dan Wilson is in for her, and I gave him the assignment out to pick something to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how sincere he is. Dan Wilson, would you give up TV for a year to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Sure, why not?
All right, would you give your pet?
Yeah, someone else can have it.
Oh, no.
How?
Yeah. Oh, no, I would. If you told me it was the pet or the Eagles lose, the Eagles lose.
Yeah, me too.
Excuse me.
Rhea, you're not giving up your pet. What the hell's wrong with you?
Judy is my love.
I know.
Come on.
If anybody would like the rabbits that I currently own, you can have them.
No.
They don't talk.
No strings attached.
All right, Al, he would give up showering for a year. You know, you wouldn't have to worry about
take
working
a bath,
here.
Yeah.
That would have worked. And you would, you know, it's a good one, cursing. You couldn't actually do it, but you would have the right intention.
I could easily do that.
You could do that for a year?
Yeah, when you have little kids, you learn how to train yourself not to curse around them.
I don't think I could do it from now till 10. And most of the time I'm on the air where I'm not allowed to.
Yeah.
Think it through. You start with Aaron Andrews set out.
What?
Erin Andrews is doing the game for Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
She has one grave fear.
What is it?
In broadcasting. Yeah. That they'll go down around the sideline and she'll drop an F-bomb. It's her number one fear. You know what that told me?
Wow.
That off the air, she uses it
literally. Well, because you can't hear something. You're yelling at the director and all of a sudden your mic's on.
Yeah.
I did it.
You did do it?
In a locker room in Toronto.
Uh-oh.
I don't have an effing cameraman. They told me.
Oh, no. And it was on the air. Yeah, I got one time I got called in because it went out on the air. But I learned my lesson, boy.
Right.
Right, Dan, what's our first question of the day?
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Which of the Super Bowl teams has more talent on its roster, the Eagles or the Chiefs?
The Eagles. Johnson.
Oh, the Eagles.
Al.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles.
See,
the receivers.
Then that means they should win, Rhea.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, the question is, which quarterback is more healthy?
Well,
that's, to me,
but, you know, Mahomes is second to none. I'm not going to tell you that. I just, hopefully we can neutralize him. But you also got the Eagles?
Yeah, top to bottom Eagles.
We got the bat. All right, so I got some announcements to make.
Okay.
All right? Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, at Borgata, and we are going back to our roots, Al.
What do you mean?
You will be there.
Yeah, yeah.
I will be there.
Yeah.
Rhea will be there.
Really?
For our final Borgata of this show.
Oh, tomorrow's the last one?
Yeah, tomorrow's the last Borgata. She just found out now. All right, anyway. Communication within the building is not always great. All right, anyway, yes.
I thought that was next week.
This is it. Next week is the Friday before the Super Bowl. We will be doing that in the city. Tomorrow will be, I'm sure the new show's going back there. We will be there for the final time tomorrow. So if you want to come out, I can't guarantee you the cake or all the other stuff we've had the last couple of times, but that's our last one ever. It's going to be very, very emotional. I could already see you're already getting a little misty.
Yeah, what time do we start?
We start at 6, but you're there with the Something Show at 5:30.
And the overlap. Oh,
okay.
All right, and the overlap, but that's tough. All right, another announcement. People have been gravely concerned last week, Al, when Keith Jones announced that was his final show.
Jones is done.
He is not done.
No, he's not
Keith
done.
Keith Jones will be back next week for 3 of our shows.
Awesome.
Al, the Jonesy era is not over. Keith Jones back Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week.
One last hurrah.
I don't know if it's a last hurrah. I may come in the final week, but we got 3 Jonesies next week. And I just wanted one other thing I want to get out. I don't know the guy's name because it came across on I guess, Instagram. And it was on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And the guy's name is Tono Bear 8669, and he is a 49ers fan, and he attended the game here.
All right.
And he had some great advice for people in the future are rooting for the opposition when you come here for a sports event. Here is Tono Bear 8669.
If you're going to Philly, there's a few things you should know. Have thick skin and a sense of humor. If that's on you, don't go to Philly. Being the NFC Championship in Philadelphia, I already knew this game was going to be really rowdy. And the Bird fans did not disappoint. So if you think you're going to go to a football game, an NFC Championship in another city wearing another color and not think you're going to get f***ed with, you got another thing coming. If you take everything personal and you're light in the ass, stay the hell out of Philly. That is a recommendation from yours truly.
Tono Bear 8669. And I got to tell you, that is tremendous advice. Tremendous advice. It is now Thursday. And you know, Al, the San Francisco 49er fans who attended this game are still bitching. They're still complaining.
Why? Because their team got their ass kicked?
Well, that's, I'm sure, a big part of it, Rhea, but also because they got their ass kicked.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Bosa got treated badly. He's in trouble because he made an inappropriate remark after getting trolled outside of the link.
Joey Bosa cost his team a victory.
I know he did, but Joey Bosa was trolled by the fans here when he was rooting for his brother Nick. And Al, now he's in trouble because he got set off by the fans.
But
if you're coming here accept abuse. No, but it's part of the package.
And here's the thing. Would you go to a stranger's house, walk in with your muddy shoes, put your feet up on the couch, raid their fridge?
Exactly.
That's what was going on. What do you expect was going to happen?
Well, it was like an uninvited guest came in and made themselves at home.
That's why.
Not going to happen here. You're going to get your ass kicked. Plan accordingly. In fact, it would not. I have no idea. Like, most of the people in that stadium for the Super Bowl are going to be NFL people.
What did Ross tell us? 17% each team?
Yeah, but you know what? Our 17% will be more than their 17%.
Well, no, you can go buy. Yeah. The other teams sell their tickets, is what happens.
Well,
you get
all
more.
I can tell you is our fans will make that more of a home game than an away game. I have faith in our people. Keith is up from Germantown. Hi, Keith.
Good morning.
What are you thinking, Keithy?
I am thinking the Eagles are going to do something they never did before.
What?
They're going to make it so exciting that it's going to – I just feel like this Super Bowl is going to go down in history as one of the best Super Bowls ever been played.
Keith.
Well, it'd be hard to beat the last one. Might have been the best football game ever played.
The best football game I've ever seen was a Super Bowl 52.
It was. It was the best football game ever.
It was 1,100 yards of offense.
It was unbelievable.
In that game, Keith. Keith, you're saying this will be better than that one?
Oh. I believe it.
Oh. Are you smoking marijuana?
No.
I think marijuana is legal in Germantown now.
Always has been.
No. Keith, I'll help you out, though.
Rob Cherry lives close to there.
There you go.
Here's the difference, though. This Super Bowl will mean more than 2017.
How so?
Because this demonstrates sheer dominance from start to finish by the Eagles. Last remaining unbeaten team, and they finished it out.
But hold on. Do you remember the second time you had sex?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember?
Last Friday?
Like, no, what I'm saying is,
three kids.
We had never won a Super Bowl. So it was like we were virgins until 2017 season.
You never forget your first time to answer your question. However, this is different. This will mean more for that reason. This is we were the best team the whole year, and no one can tell us differently.
All right. Rhea, you buying? I'm not buying this. Look, it's Andy Reid. For me, yeah.
And
for
that's
most
how you finish
people,
it out, right.
For most people, not. Keith, will this mean more to you than the one 5 years ago?
Yes, it will.
Why?
See?
Because they're going to put their heart and soul in this. Nobody really believed. Remember the first game that y'all talked about? Y'all knew nothing about Jalen Hurts.
Right.
I don't know nothing about this quarterback. I don't know nothing about this guy. He came on the field, did what he had to do. Now, look at this. Games later, we're in the Super Bowl.
All right, Keith, then you're willing to give up a lot for this. What's your sacrifice today?
TV.
For 1 year?
Not for one year.
So if, like, Channel 6 is doing breaking news, you're not going to know.
I'll go back to radio.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not about to bite that hand. Mm-hmm. Very good, Keith. So far we've got sex. Walt is giving up sex, Al.
Yeah.
And Keith is giving up television.
This season had a lot more foreplay.
Do you realize, Al, those are two of the greatest things in my life. I love TV.
All right.
In fact, I'm going to be honest, Al. If you said to me I could only have one, I wouldn't know what to pick.
Al, he does
them
together.
Is that what you're asking?
No, I ain't asking nothing.
Okay. Just
what the hell? By the end of the show, you're telling us you're giving up sex with a TV.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. Bernadette from Tabernacle. Hi, Bernie.
Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Al, Dawson, Rhea.
How are you, Bernadette? How are you feeling today?
Better than ever.
That's good.
I think, I know we are going to the Super Bowl, and we are going to rip those arrowheads off their helmets.
Wow. That would be beyond great, Bernadette. Beyond great.
We are going to send Kansas City back home with Andy Reid, and we're going to beat them like we beat the Giants and the 49ers.
All right, I'm going to give you a pop quiz. All right, Bernadette? What you just spelled out does happen. And now let's go live to Andy Reid's news conference. What will Andy Reid say after getting throttled by his former team? Bernadette?
We've got to do a better job. Time's yours.
Do a better job, absolutely.
Every time I got, you know what? You think I could bet on that? Would that be what you call one of these prop bets?
No. He won't say that.
He will say that.
There's no next game.
Yeah. No, he'll still. I've heard him say it anyway.
100%
I would like to place
it.
A wager.
Well, he probably can.
If they lose, Reed says, I need to do a better job.
All right, $20.
$20?
Yeah.
You in?
Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
Oh, nice. And? I'm going to leave with a little package.
Much like you did before, I won't.
That's how you arrived.
And?
Not that hey, package, Al. Go ahead, Bern.
I have a pick for the game.
Yep.
And I have one for Jonesy.
All right.
My pick is 41-38.
Oh, wait a minute. That was very close to the last game. Last one was 41-33. Last time we had the Super Bowl. That one right there, I actually got an ulcer while you were saying that score, Bernadette. What's the other one? What's for Jonesy?
Give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
All right, Bernadette, what are you willing to give up for this victory?
I can't believe I'm saying this because I've loved these for a long time, and I know it's part of your studio, but I am willing to sacrifice Tasty Cakes for a year.
Tasty Cakes. Oh, no.
Impossible.
Impossible. No crimpets for a year. I think you'll die. 215-592-9495. I know what you're thinking out there. Oh, Cataldi's going to avoid that awful story that they brought up yesterday. Mm-hmm. I will not avoid it. I will come right after it. We come back. I'll give you my take on Josh Sills and what should happen next. WIP Sports Time, 635. All right, welcome back at 641. I got a whole bunch of emails yesterday, Al, after a horrible story involving a fringe Eagle player, Josh Stills, was indicted for rape and kidnapping in Ohio.
Kidnap.
Now, there's a lot to this story, but I want to make it clear. I've been doing a ton of interviews all over the country this week, and I've been trashing Andy Reid at everyone because he has stockpiled criminals.
Right.
And I have also made a point, when it was appropriate, to point out that the Eagles have been extremely good at avoiding this kind of player.
Right.
A guy who
right.
gets in this kind of hideous trouble like Josh Stills did.
Yeah.
And my number one thing, I realize at the moment they cannot cut ties with him and have him sink into the abyss
legally,
where he may belong if these allegations are true. Yeah. But they're not allowed to right now.
Yeah.
They have suspended him. He is no factor, zero factor in the actual game.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has been zero factor in this season. He took four snaps the whole year. And around the country, it's like big headlines. Oh, my God, Josh Stills is not going to be able to play the Super Bowl. He wasn't going to play anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that does in no way absolve the hideous allegations against him. And the fact that in Ohio they felt that these allegations were worthy of an indictment.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, and I mean the first minute they are allowed to do something with Josh Stills, he needs to be exterminated from the organization and from this city. Because the Eagles are great at this. Do you realize I went back and tried to figure out the last time they had one of these situations, and Al, it was the unfortunate beach umbrella assault by Nigel Bradham.
Yep, yep.
And that was the year before they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
While Andy Reid has accumulated domestic abusers, criminals, hit and run drivers, his own son in that case, all this stuff, DUIs left and right. The Eagles have been on the straight and narrow and have been great at assessing character. They cannot allow this guy to suddenly ruin that reputation. They have to act immediately, and they have to act decisively. You do not want a bad person on your roster. And if what they are alleging is true, you don't want anything to do. And I want to make this clear. If Josh Stills were Landon Dickerson, if he were a solid starting lineman, I would say the same thing. Now, I'm going to let you know now. The Eagles have already issued a statement, and they have said that they cannot comment further because of pending litigation.
Yeah.
I will not put Jason Kelce in a position where he has to address it. Mm-hmm. It's not fair to him. No. It's not fair to the organization. They're already on the record. So if you're saying, why didn't you confront Kelce with this? Because, A, he is not a spokesman for the organization, and B, the organization has said they are going to reserve comment. So I'm not going to do that. I want you to know. But Josh Stills needs to leave this city and our team because he is not worthy of the Eagles jersey. And I want that on the record so nobody out there says to me that I'm a hypocrite because I've been ripping Reed. Once it happens, you can't anticipate somebody breaking the law. But once it happens, how the team responds is what you need to see. And the Eagles need to respond decisively and immediately as soon as they are allowed to. Thank you. Let's go back to the phone. Scott from Barrington's on the line. Hi, Scott.
What's good with you?
What's new with us is we got 10 days to go, and the excitement is building up, Scott.
Man, is it ever, man. I'm just ready to buy some Eagles gear, wherever you sticks, the pop-up stands, wherever. Y'all want something? I got you. Y'all want something? That's how good of a mood I'm in. Brother Andrew, I'll be my going-away gift to you. You want something? Any of y'all. I'm just excited, man. I'm like a little kid in the candy store. Who thought this would be happening?
You're offering to get me something?
Yes, sir.
I would like to repurchase the home I once had in Medford.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Could you buy that for me?
Huh. That's a little too pricey.
Well, you asked. I didn't put any limits. Well, I enjoyed that house. I would like to have it back.
Then we'll go buy it.
But do they want you back, Brother Angelo?
No, by the way, I don't actually want that because the taxes are off. The taxes in New Jersey. Scott, that is a great offer. Let me just say, you know what I want? Here's what I want, Scott. More calls from Scott before I'm done because I love when you call.
Wouldn't worry about
Appreciate
it.
Appreciate it.
All right, All right, Scott, so you want to say something about the Sixers? Scott, no one's talking Sixers right now.
I know, but you got to get – I know they lost to the Magic, but they've been looking good.
They won last night.
Yeah, they redeemed themselves last night, right? And they Harden played great, right? Yep. Harden's – Scott, and you know what this whole thing is? We haven't talked about it much. There really isn't that much to say yet until they are tested in the big games. And the big games will not come till the playoffs. Right now, we don't really know. You can beat the NBA's regular season now is almost irrelevant.
It is. However, to fit Scott's point, though, Sixers have won 8 of 9, 21 of the last 26. So they're the best team in the NBA over that stretch.
Yeah.
The good thing is this year in the NBA, there is no runaway. Yeah. That's the most dominant team.
Anyone can win it.
Open field.
Anyone can win it. Unfortunately, I can't see Doc Rivers being the one who does. But we'll see. Scott, what are you willing to give up right now for another parade, another championship?
Going to any kind of sporting events live.
For how long?
For a year.
You will attend no sporting events live for a year. You know what, Al? I'm jumping on that.
You went to a coin toss.
But I'll be retired. I will want to go to games.
Yeah, right. Yeah, give me a break.
Scott,
you'll be going to your
the
grandkids soccer match.
Scott, no, I am going to those. Scott, I just want to know, do you go to a lot of games?
Yes, I do.
Like in the course of a year, all the four sports, how many games would you have attended?
Probably maybe like 7 or 8.
Wow, and, that's a good sacrifice.
I'm even getting into more hockey because, of course, the hockey arena. And been watching my man Tony D'Angelo, so I'm really into hockey.
All right, Scott, I'll put you down. Scott will give up attending games live for 1 year.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, our leader has arrived, Jason from the Dirty 30. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo. And morning, team.
What are you feeling, Jason? What are you thinking? It's 10 days.
Angelo, I'm on top of the world. I cannot wait. But all week long, I hear about, like, what the Eagles are going to have to, the sacrifices they're going to have to make next year over the cap, under the cap.
Yep.
You know what? We got to take care of our business now, okay? We got to seal the deal, and we got to finish what we started.
Yep, you're 100% right. I'm just curious, Jason. I was trying to picture, you're on top of the world. It's like, how the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, how does that impact your life? Are you a happier person? Are you nicer to people? Do you find you're going out more and partying? How does it affect you?
Well, you know, because of my disability right now, not much has changed. But, you know, going out to sports bars, being around people like usual and everything like that. But let me tell you something. It's very, very, very special. All right, Angelo. And I'm going to give up something. I'm going to sacrifice something in what? Order for them to read.
All right, what's your sacrifice?
In order for them to win.
What?
Well, I'm visually impaired right now, so I'm going to say reading.
Reading. You will.
Reading.
What is he saying?
Reading.
Yeah. Reading.
Reading. That's what I thought.
Because he's visually impaired.
I understand. I like it, Jason. You are giving up. How many books do you read when you're not visually impaired?
Oh, about 3 or 4.
3 or 4 a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And you would give those up entirely?
Yeah. All right, I'll give up the Daily News.
Oh, the Daily News. That's a lot. That's every day. That's a good one, Jason. Stay right there. Give me an Eagles cheer.
All right. Here you go. You
give
ready?
Me one.
Yep.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles.
It's beautiful. Last night at dinner, mm-hmm. I had my 3 grandkids with me.
Okay.
And little Dash is 2.
Dash.
You know all you have to do now to get him sing the Eagles cheer?
What?
1, 2, 3. He belts it out.
Nice.
He's 2 years old.
Nice.
Belts it out. And he's out. He's got it down. He knows the Eagles fight song better than Jalen Hurts. Is that amazing? He's got the words right. Fly goes fly. Fly goes, and then fight is the second stanza. Mm-hmm. He's got it all. He didn't miss a word.
Gail had a pretty cool Eagles sweatshirt on when I saw her on the podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
I liked it. She's buying up everything, isn't she?
It's insane. And here's the thing. So she comes back.
Yeah.
And now, these are not cheap. This Eagle merchandise now. And she's purchasing it in Chestnut Hill on Germantown
Add
Avenue.
$50.
Right?
There you go.
And that is not wholesale.
No. Yeah.
That is not. And Al, she's spending money now like a drunken sailor on shore leave.
Oh, God. Wow.
And I had to sit her down the other day. Said, honey, you're about to go on fixed income.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you know, John said that's kind of her reaction. She didn't take it well. Mike is up next from Douglasville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What are you feeling, Mike?
I don't know if this is like I'm so excited for the Super Bowl. But it honestly feels like a dream still. Like, I feel like, you know, we're not one game away. Like, I feel like we still have multiple games to go or something. It's just unreal. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
You know what's really amazing? I was trying to look at it through Nick Sirianni's eyes because he's a second-year NFL coach. And Sean Payton just did a deal with the Denver Broncos.
My God.
Somewhere between $18 and $20 million dollars for a coach, Mike, for 1 year.
That's absolutely crazy.
And
if
you're Nick, aren't you going, oh, my God, I'm already going to get paid nicely. I win the Super Bowl at 41 years old. Oh, I will never have to worry about money again. Like, he's got, that's how much he's got riding on it. He's going to be the man, the youngest and most successful coach of the NFL at a time when they're paying $18 to $20 million for a coach. That's insane.
How do you guys honestly feel about the fact that the interviews for other head coaching jobs are happening during the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's stupid. I don't see. They got all this off time. Why can't they wait a
couple
of weeks?
Because they want to hire the coaches fast, and it is unfair to coaches who are still in the playoffs.
Well, I got a whole thing coming up on that, Al, because the 2 people they're not hiring are the coordinators of the Eagles, and I think I know why. And I'll bring that up later, but right now I'm trying
Steichen's
to stay.
Supposed to be getting interviewed this week.
With who?
Colts.
Colts, he's not getting it.
He's one of 7 finalists.
7?
If it's 7, it's not really finalists.
They've interviewed like 20 people.
Not
really, it's like running for mayor.
All right, Mike. This is big, Mike. What are you sacrificing?
I'll give up drinking for a year.
What? Now, wow. Mike, are you a heavy drinker?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So, like, so I can compare this. During the San Francisco Niners game last week, how much would you say you drank?
Well, thankfully, my wife took over for our infant, so I probably had about 9-10 beers.
God bless you. This is a great sacrifice.
That's on the low side for a championship game.
9-10? Mike, I hope
but,
I'm not out of line
Mike has an infant. You don't want to be hung over right. with an infant.
Mike, I'm embarrassed to ask this, but it's the way my mind thinks. So if you had 9 beers in 3 hours, how many times did you pee?
Way too many to count.
All right,
oh, my God.
Mike, stay on. Yours. I really like yours. Al, the guy had 9 beers in 1 game. And who's saying that's low?
Hey. I cover hockey. 9 beers is not even the first.
All right,
period.
Hold on. this has never come up.
Yes.
What is an appropriate number of beers in a sports event?
Well, who is the person? Are they attending the game? Are they tailgating? Are they watching from home?
They're attending.
Attending a game? See,
that's too expensive.
Because now, you can't. You need to win the lottery.
If you're attending the game, you're drinking 9-10 beers in the
parking lot.
Right, yeah. Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, you
and
can't
then if
afford
you
want
to keep it going, you buy 3, maybe 4 at the stadium.
Whoa. I couldn't do it. I would literally have to remain in the restroom. 215. Al, it goes right through me. 215-592-9494. We come back. We're going to run all these big issues past the man. The great G-Cops
yes.
coming up next. 8 o'clock, Jason Kelce. WIP Sports Time, 656. Let me tell you right. Do I have to tell you right now that Valentine's Day now is 12 days away? I don't have to tell you that, right? What I do have to tell you is you haven't gotten anything yet. I know you haven't because I know you. And I've been around you long enough to know you put it off till the last minute. Well, this is pretty close to the last minute, so please do me a favor. Right now, go to IHateStevenSigger.com, and you will see come up on the screen the beautiful long-stem American Beauty Rose dipped and trimmed in pure 24-karat gold. It is the pièce de résistance of Valentine's Day at Steven Singer Jewelers. And Stevie came up with this a long time ago, and it's phenomenal because if you're going to buy flowers, why don't you get one that lasts forever? This one lasts forever. Great colors, fair price. They start at $59, the same price he started with over 20 years ago. Right now, his number one color is periwinkle. It's brand new. You add it to a bouquet if you've been giving them to him before, and it's simple. You're going to get a free lifetime guarantee and fast and free shipping. But you got to do it right now. Go to IHateStevenSigger.com, Gold Dip Rose, Steven Singer Jewelers.
Brought to you by NJ Diet as the Eagles are getting ready for their Super Bowl matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs. Frank Reich, new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, says he knew Nick Sirianni would work perfectly in Philadelphia.
I knew he'd be fine. I mean, after the initial press conference and whatever that was, you know, all the noise around it, I just laughed. I said, these guys have no idea the swagger this guy has. They have no idea what they're getting. He is going to be a powerhouse. He's got all the swagger and the confidence that city wants and needs. And I'm glad it's on full display.
Eagles did not practice Wednesday. Did have an estimated injury report. Lane Johnson, Avante Maddox, Lane Dickerson, all on it. But expected to play. Eagles will have a walkthrough today. They will practice Thursday and Friday. And we will talk to Jason Kelce about the Super Bowl live here on the WIP Morning Show at 8 a.m. Sixers got 28 from Joel Embiid, 26 from James Harden in their 105-94 win over the Magic. Don't give up your New Year's resolutions. Contact NJ Diet today. They will contractually guarantee you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Visit njdiet.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Mix of clouds and sun, a high of 42. It is currently 29. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.